News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton. Just about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on Mobile Mornings this morning. And looking outside now, we have a pretty good view of the lobby and then the window to the outside, and we can see that snow is now starting to come down pretty hard here at I-65 and Airport.
Looks like a snow globe outside.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Cool. It is nice.
And I don't think it's the end of it. I think it's going to do that for a while
today.
That
is the beginning of it, and I think that we're going to have, it might... Looks like we've got little chance for it to stop until maybe 7, 8, 9 o'clock tonight, according to Dr. Bill Williams and according to the radar. Mm-hmm. This thing is stretching all the way back into Texas.
Yeah. So, he said blizzard. They put a, I guess, is it a blizzard warning in
Lake Charles,
South Louisiana?
Yeah.
He said 8 inches possible in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge could have 8 inches. I just got a text of a backyard in New Orleans. And it's awfully white.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're in for today. Yeah. And like you say, you know, you're excited for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Were they aware that the snow was coming, and were they making plans yesterday?
You know, I'm not sure. Yesterday we spent a lot of the day teaching at least the older one about the presidential handover of power.
Oh.
So maybe today we'll focus more on the snow.
Okay.
But, I think I let them know that it was coming. That's who I was most excited for.
Sure.
And selfishly, I'm pretty excited I get to see the kids play in the snow.
Yeah, I think it's neat.
It's funny, I said to my wife, I was like, we need to get all of our winter gear out and ready for them. And she said, what are you talking about? And she said, the winter gear is out. They've been wearing it for 3 weeks or a couple months. Like, we don't have the winter gear you're thinking we have, Dalton.
Yeah,
I was thinking, while I've spent a bulk of my life down here in Alabama, early on, I spent a few years up in Pennsylvania. I was like 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Plenty of time in Nashville, my very early ages. And
you're on a junior hockey team in Nashville.
That's right, yeah. And so I had played in the snow quite a bit when I was a child. I got fewer chances to do so once we moved down to Grove Hill. And I kind of do hate it for my friends up there in Clark County because, you know, looking at the map, and they said 3 to 4 inches possible down here. They said maybe a half an inch up there in Clark County. It's so strange that the further north you go, it'll be much colder, that's for sure, but less coverage with this snow. So
yeah.
The further south you are, the more snow you're likely to get today. And I love already the interactions on the text line. I'm hoping that's what this hour turns into, is a big back and forth about how things look in your area. And throughout the day, if you want to post pictures to the text line, we can get those over on Facebook and have some interaction throughout the day. Hal, texting in, said, snowing in downtown Dog River, big damp flakes. Yeah, I hate it. Just at 8 o'clock, I went out to film what was falling from the sky at that time. It looks much better outside our studio right now than it did then.
Yeah, it's picking up. The next commercial break, I'm going to get out there and check it out.
I did point out that it already, it's been a powerful enough storm, it knocked this hotel down that's right next to our studio over here.
So we've got, what a storm. We've got this deconstruction, I guess, mm-hmm. of a...
Demolishing a hotel.
A hotel right outside our door here. One of the hotels on the Beltline. I don't know what was behind the tearing it down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'll have to dig in and figure that out. But it's they have, you know, massive amounts of debris, obviously, on site. So what is that going to look like once it gets some good snow coverage today? That'll be pretty cool.
It's a strange sight without any snow.
Jake said snowing in Theodore. Dave from Gulf Shores with a picture of the GPS, and it's that same blue you were talking about. He said, this sort of looks funny. It's my GPS weather radar. Looks like the whole thing is about to dump on my head. Yeah, all the blue covering southwest Alabama right now. Randy said the snow and some sleet is accumulating fast in the Tanner Williams area. Before that, Randy texted, guys, it's beautiful this morning driving across Big Creek Dam on Tanner Williams toward Mississippi. The snow, he said, the mist blowing over the bridge by the wind, and the water is an unusual shade of blue. Sorry, no pic due to safe driving, but it is beautiful. Well, that's very descriptive, Randy. I think you did a good enough job with the written description there. And, stay safe out there. Doesn't that meta with that call into C-SPAN that we just played there?
Yeah.
where it was a, I guess they were doing a Republican line and a Democrat line.
And then so on the Democrat line, the guy is a Bama fan from Jersey City. Just noodle that around in your brain for a while.
And he said he's upset that Bama did. He's upset that Trump is taking office, but more upset that Bama didn't make the college football playoff.
And teams like SMU did. He was very specific.
It was good. But doesn't have Meta said the only thing that call was missing was starting with Paul. Yeah, I thought the exact same thing.
You know what? But when I listened to it, though, it might have just been a college football fan, not an Alabama fan, that was, you know, an independent or whatever.
Wanted to see a better playoff.
Wanted to see a better playoff.
Celeste said snowing here. Okay, that's great. So that's up by Airport and University. Let's see, Saraland. Yeah, pictures of someone driving with some snow on the vehicle. So, yeah, keep those coming. 251-343-0106. As far as closings, well, pretty much, you know, all the schools, for the most part, and I can pull this up just to be a little more specific, but pretty much every school in the area, college or lesser, K through 12, are not going to be in school today or tomorrow. Now, there are quite a few who are doing virtual learning. Like, I know Orange Beach City Schools are going to do some virtual learning today. Not Gulf Shore City Schools. I thought they were doing virtual learning. But certainly the colleges possibly doing some virtual learning today. Other than that, you have these children who were off yesterday for Martin Luther King Day, and looking like another 2 days off for them, which, of course, that could create some issues for parents who have to work. But right now it seems that a lot of parents will be off as well.
Yeah, I a lot of things are closed today, and I a lot of things preemptively are already announced closed tomorrow, including schools.
Yeah, and I don't know, travel-wise, and we talked with Dr. Bill, the ice that, and listening to, you know, Dr. Bill and also Jason Smith with Fox 10, when you start the storm, which for many of us has already kind of come to a pass, as you actually have real snowflakes coming down now, but throughout the morning, you've heard people saying it was sleeting. So it kind of starts with a sleet, and then the atmosphere gets cold enough to where it just stays straight snow all the way down. It doesn't have a little column there where it's able to turn into water and then refreeze, which results in more ice buildup. We're looking at mostly snow today, but I do think it will create some driving issues, like Dr. Bill said, especially on the lesser traveled roadways. And then just sheer visibility. I mean, I don't think I've ever driven in an actual snowstorm. I've been in one. I haven't driven in one. And at some point today, there might be enough powder falling from the sky, and then with some pretty heavy wind, that it could be tough just driving, like seeing as you're driving. Not so much an ice issue, but the visibility.
So I remember visiting my mother in the 90s up in right on the New Jersey-Pennsylvania border, right on the Delaware River, is where our town was located. And it was snowing like heck. There was going to be 6 inches in all, right? And she was an older woman at the time, and she's about to hop in her car. I said, "Where are you going?" She said, "A hair appointment over in Easton." She had to cross the Delaware River.
That was more perilous than old George.
Yeah, it was like she didn't think anything of it. So certain places, certain people, certain attitudes are like, you can still do what you need to do on a day with 6 inches of snow in a town like that that gets more snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're always in a precarious position. Usually it's hurricanes or storms that we're talking about here, and you have your people that go, you're overblowing this whole thing. It's not going to be that dangerous. And, you know, generally, I agree with you because, well, we drive to work, radio. You know, you need to be on for inclement weather. But it is something you have to let people know because it might be the first time they're hearing, oh, this could actually be some dangerous driving. So we mentioned it fairly often here, but I think today might be about more fun than it is about the danger. Although I could look back at that statement and say maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I made a mistake. But I would say tomorrow's drive-in to wherever, and a lot of you are already off tomorrow, but if you're not, you could be facing some, because it's going to be so cold. I mean, it's going to be in the 20s all night, down around, and maybe even less than that.
It'll be in the teens, but then the wind will be blowing. Feels like will be possibly single digits.
So we could have some frozen ice on the ground as you're making your way to wherever you got to go in the morning. And I'm thinking about me and you, 4 a.m., kind of traveling to this place. For me, it's really a quick drive, but I might have to just pay attention to what I'm doing and not just roll all along without thinking about what's underneath my tires.
Yeah, that's generally a good thing when you're driving is to pay attention.
Pay attention.
Especially when that's happening. Right. Doesn't that matter? Said it's snowing on Bourbon Street. Alabama not winning the national championship has really caused hell to freeze. Thank you, NIL. John asking which hotel has been demolished. I believe it's the Drury Inn.
That was the one?
I think so, yeah. Also,
how about if, like, a patient that got the wrong hotel? Like, because the Beltline just got a string of hotels that all...
They could have accidentally gotten the wrong one.
There's a bunch of them that are, to my view, are eligible to be knocked down.
They should let you choose. Snowing in Midtown from Tony, thank you. Let's see, Ben, with the radar, yeah, a lot of blue there. Keep them coming, 251-343-0106, as it is a snowy weather day. I know Sean yesterday had a big conversation about the best sledding apparatus you could find, since we don't have just winter sleds hanging around here. So there were some good suggestions yesterday. Someone said they were from the north originally, which is where they concocted this plan, but they had a refrigerator box that comes with the refrigerator.
Yeah.
They used that big cardboard box as a sled, so they were able to get some good speed on that. I think my favorite was someone said a truck bed liner, and Sean was like, you could sled with the whole family in a truck bed liner. a lot of people will be making kind of...
That's a lot of people getting hurt all at once.
Yeah. So if you could find something that could sled... My favorite was like the... Dirty South kind of sledding. Someone said they're going to break out the boogie boards and try to sled on those. I don't know if you have maybe some old cooler tops. Some folks mentioned some gas, some trash can lids. So
And there was also, so do you remember these? So when I was growing up, you know, well before you, but you had sleds that, you know, looked like the same sleds that my dad would have used when he was a kid, right? Mm-hmm. And then you had this newfangled invention or something came up where they were kind of round and you sat in. They weren't sleds. They
looks like the top to a pan, right?
Yeah,
something
exactly.
You would put on top of a
something like that. It might have had some ropes you could hold on to, whatever.
Yeah,
but that was the newfangled way.
It really looked more like a trash can lid.
It did.
Say? Yeah,
it did.
And
yeah.
I think I slid on one of those before. But down here, you kind of got to make do. You don't get to sled that often.
And good luck going to the store and finding a sled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
They're not going to have them.
I don't think so.
251-343-0106. We'll keep those texts going throughout the day.
I mean, you don't see a store like Sleds R Us down here.
No. They did, but they closed, remember? keep those coming. Well, also, a lot of stuff that happened yesterday during the inauguration we can get to.
Plenty.
And then Trump just went on and on and on all day. I bet he spoke 8 hours total. We'll get into some of that also on the way right here on Mobile Mornings. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming to the text line here in just a moment. 251-343-0106. This segment brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Trey Bennett has assembled a team that is great at what they do. And what they do is make that junk disappear. And they make it easy on you, too. All you have to do is point, and they'll take care of it. And everyone I've talked to that has had 1-800-GOT-JUNK come out to their home or business to make that junk disappear said that, well, they left it in a better condition than it was when they arrived. And they show as much respect as you could hope from someone who is often coming into your home or your business, and they treat it that way. They're a guest in your home, but they're also taking care of that problem that maybe you meant to take care of a long time ago, making that junk disappear. They'll be in and out in no time, and you can get on with the rest of your day, and it's very easy to set up your appointment. You can do it at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or on the phone number. On the phone, the number is 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 314 five-star Google reviews for 1-800-GOT-JUNK in Mobile. One left just a couple weeks ago by JR. Says, exceptional service, arrived on time, and very professional. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You hear the word professional a lot in all those reviews, don't you?
Yeah.
Courteous and professional.
Mm-hmm.
And
respectful.
That's what they are. They're really great. We've got some interesting audio from Trump. The inauguration speech, I guess, is that what you would call that? Well, Biden is right behind him. Kamala Harris is right behind him. Obama is there. Hillary and Bill are there. They were a smile fest on the way in. They looked as grim as a couple could look. But anyway, I heard Sean talking about this midday. Trump got to let her rip. And those are usually a little more
toned down. Well, it's like he was unite, because you want unity. That's generally what they're going for in an inaugural speech. But also, he let that, like you said, the last administration have it.
He was calling out everything.
And reportedly, well, not even reportedly, Trump admitted it last night, it was actually supposed to be much more vicious than what he actually did.
Kidding.
And there was a part written in that speech regarding Biden pardoning his family members.
Wow.
They said Melania and J.D. Vance talked him out of keeping that in the speech.
Wow. Yeah. You walked in, so we're watching this in different areas of the studios here, and you walked in, you said, I'm feeling awkward. Why should I? He said it was such an awkward, because he said, and I'm thinking to myself, I shouldn't feel awkward.
Yeah, for me, it was a tense moment because, you know, he's talking about how terrible these people are that is sitting right behind him. And I came into you and I said, why? It's not my job to feel awkward about this. Trump doesn't feel awkward about letting it rip, and he's standing 3 feet from him.
And little did I know that he had people talk him out of the vicious parts.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, with what he's been through, and now some may listen to me and have different views on all this, but what he's been through, why not let it rip? I mean, he was vindicated by the American people. He was elected. He won the popular vote. I mean, why mince words at that point? Just go ahead and say your piece if you got the stones to do it. And he did.
And yeah, and I think that means good things on the way, because he's treating right now our adversaries and even allies that he feels have been taking advantage of the United States for years with that same kind of contempt.
He is.
And the same kind of, I'm going to plant my flag right here.
Yep.
And this is where I'm going to start negotiations. Now what's your move?
Yep.
And that's exactly what people elected him for. Now, he spoke all day yesterday, from event to event to
John
event.
John was saying that Trump spoke for 8 hours yesterday. That's more than Biden in the administration.
Well, something also, and you mentioned his performance at the Capital One Arena, where he was signing some executive orders, very showman kind of thing, which is what all day was yesterday, was Trump being the showman. But he continued that. Once he made it over to the Oval Office, which they had already changed into the Trump Oval Office, and you had the White House press gaggle there, and after 4 years of really Biden not taking questions from that press gaggle, Trump shows up and is signing executive orders as he is answering questions from the press. And, you know, I was so happy I found him in the Oval Office, because I thought more insight coming from those questions than you got the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Here he was talking about those pardons that he put out there.
But by pardoning his...
I'm sorry, this is about Biden pardoning his family members, the January 6th committee, and the precedent that was set.
But by pardoning his brother or brothers, by pardoning all of those people that he pardoned, by pardoning J6, the Unselect Committee, they destroyed all of the documents. They deleted all of the information. There's no information. And a lot of the information pertains to Nancy Pelosi, because she was given 100, I mean, you know this, it's on tape with her daughter. Nancy Pelosi was responsible for not taking advantage of 10,000 soldiers or 1,000. You wouldn't have needed, you could have used 400. It was a relatively small crowd. It wasn't the crowd that was at the mall. It was a small crowd. So I was a little bit surprised that he did it, because it makes him look guilty. I mean, he's going to have to live with it. Now, with that being said, it's unbelievable precedent it creates for a president. But the precedent is unbelievable. Now, maybe every president that leaves office, they're going to pardon every person they ever met, so they don't have some lunatic like deranged Jack Smith, who's a total lunatic, by the way. Not a smart guy. He's a dummy. But we beat the hell out of him. And I helped my reputation.
Do you think you'd have to do the same thing if you...
Bygones, right? No bygones there.
No. Yeah, and he went on, and it was interesting the way he was just speaking in real time. I would think White House reporters are excited to have a guy like Trump, as opposed to Biden, who never appeared or said a thing.
Yeah, it gives him a lot more content.
It does.
Already, day one.
8:30, Dana Dalton, Mobile Mornings. Boy, it's clock's coming down now. It's 8:35, Mobile Mornings, Dan and Dalton. So I got out there after you got out there, and I got a look at that hotel they're demolishing. They're right around the corner from us, and now it is. There is snow piling up on all the debris. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's like Ukraine, something like that.
Yeah, Shannon... Well, we'll get to that in a little bit. 251-343-0106. Yeah, it's really coming down, accumulating, some would say, on the ground.
Yep.
And been reading your texts all morning, which have been fantastic. 251-343-0106. See, John says, are the Mobile County Public Schools closed on Wednesday, tomorrow?
Yep.
Well, for Mobile County Public Schools, I looked at the lists here recently. They have for sure obviously closed today. I think MCPSS is wait and see for tomorrow.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I don't want to put any odds on it.
Predict the future.
But you look at the other school systems, and pretty much everyone else has said Wednesday's mostly no-go. There are quite a few that said tomorrow's wait and see. Thankfully, they're able to get messages out to folks via email and text pretty easily these days with most schools. And then John said, Trump spoke for 8 hours. Yeah, that's more than Joe Biden has spoke during his entire presidency. It was kind of humorous the way, at least in the Oval Office setting, he was ripping, you know, Nancy Pelosi, Liz Cheney, Jack Smith, and then his advisor or whoever it was helping him hand over the executive orders he was signing, of which there were like over 100 yesterday, right? But they would describe to Trump what he's signing. He'd go, ooh, I like that one. Ooh, that's a cool one. And then he'd continue his conversation with the press.
Yeah, but he was kind of telling you what he was signing as he was signing it, right? Mm-hmm. It was kind of a play-by-play.
Exactly, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And it's something that Biden was incapable of doing. Incapable. And that's a fairly low bar. Now, could people make it as entertaining as Trump? Likely no. That's something he is elite at. But talk about walking and chewing gum at the same time. Biden in no way could have been signing documents as he answered questions from the press without notes. Let's see.
I would agree with that.
Terry said, we called the kids flying saucers. He's referring to that sled you were talking about there, Dan, the newfangled sled when you were growing up.
Yeah.
He said they had these, yeah. Let's see. Tony says,
I was anti those.
You were anti flying saucers?
I didn't like them.
You liked your traditional sled.
I did. I thought it was a slap in the face to whoever was the, you know, there was like a manufacturer that was almost like Chevrolet that made those sleds.
Yeah.
Almost like the Red Ryder gun that's in the center of the Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas story.
Yeah.
Red Ryder BB gun.
Right. My dad had an old sled in the basement of where he grew up. And it was like this name brand was, you know, they were the ones that manufactured them. And when this flying saucer thing came out, I was, you know.
You're a traditionalist.
I was 7 years old and completely appalled. I don't know why.
You're a snow reactionary is what you are. Sheila said, good morning, guys. Glad to see you made it in this morning and hope you have safe travel on the
Thank
way
you,
home.
Sheila.
And tomorrow,
Thank you.
I haven't seen anything yet in South Foley, but radar indicates it won't be long. Enjoy and be safe. Fire Dog said, yesterday as I was watching the inauguration, Trump was sitting in an arena with 20,000 people and millions watching on TV while he signed executive orders. No one else could have pulled that off. That was something we will never see again in our lifetime. Like him or hate him, that was just a masterful decision on his part. That was from Fire Dog. Sean sending us some snow photos from the West Mobile studios of FM Talk 106.5. Let's see. David said, snow flurries in Stapleton. Michael, snowing off Galliard, too, and said, and the kids are going to be using a plastic kiddie pool. That's what it was. So it was you, Michael, yesterday texting midday. He said, for the sledding, the kids will be using a plastic kiddie pool and boogie boards. keep the texts coming. 251-343-0106. So among all of the actions undertaken by the new Trump administration yesterday, you talk about, I mean, how many changes were made via executive order. Tough to keep up with, and I'll say that as someone who's pretty decent at keeping up with the news. But one of the things Dan mentioned, one of the first things Trump did as far as our relations with the rest of the world, is he withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement, which he had done previously, and then Biden lumped us back in there. And
that got a good bit of applause, too.
It did,
right?
Yeah, there at the Capital One Arena. Once he settled down in the Oval Office to continue with the executive order signing and answering questions from the press, one of those executive orders was the withdrawal from the World Health Organization. And on its face, and when people talk about it in the news today, they're probably going to be losing their ever-loving minds, that Trump would remove us from the WHO. But just like so many of these things, if you listen to him describe it, it's all about negotiation. And it doesn't sound to me like we will be out of the WHO for very long. But tell me what you make of this from Trump.
What is this one?
Withdrawing from the World Health Organization, sir.
Ooh, that's a big one. So we paid $500 million to World Health when I was here, and I terminated it. China with 1.4 billion people. We have 350. We have, nobody knows what we have because so many people came in illegally. But let's say we have 325. They had 1.4 billion. They were paying $39 million, we were paying $500 million. It seemed a little unfair to me. So that wasn't the reason, but I dropped out. They offered me to come back for $39 million. In theory, it should be less than that, but, you know. And when Biden came back, they came back for $500 million. He knew that you could have come back for $39 million. They wanted us back so badly, so we'll see what happens.
So, yeah, it sounds like a negotiation to me.
And yeah, it does.
He brought the price down to $39
million
from that the United States had to put into the WHO, and he said Biden jumped right back in at $500 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
After the entire COVID thing.
Crazy. But
some people will tell you it's the United States' role to subsidize the World Health Organization. That because we're in such an advantageous position and we're so wealthy as a country, but what's going to happen to all these other little countries if we don't subsidize the whole thing?
He's going around looking at deal by deal by deal, things that we just, you know, we just our nation signed off on them, and we're like, I guess that's okay, you know, the World Health Organization or whatever climate thing and the Paris thing. But it's like he's looking at the details, which is not like hard. It's not like he's doing amazing accounting work. He's looking at it. China's paying $39 million. We're paying $500 million,
and they have four times as many people as we do.
Yeah, so it just doesn't make any sense. If he goes, you know, whatever organizations that were, it's almost like you have these subscriptions or apps on your phone or whatever, you know, and you start looking at it, you're like, damn,
I'm paying for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't use it.
So he's looking at if there's, I don't know how many organizations we would be paying internationally. Could be plenty.
Oh yeah.
And let's start at 20. There's 20. There may be 100. I don't know. But it's like, look at those deals and see exactly what you're paying for as opposed to what others are paying for the same thing and make the deal.
Well, just crack open Rand Paul's, what did he call it, the Festivus, whatever the accounting of the waste in the federal government.
Yep.
Crack that open and start there, which is basically what the Trump administration's done.
It comes out at the end of every year, right?
Right, and he just put that last one out a couple weeks ago, obviously. And then the border, probably, you know, item number one for the Trump administration. That will be the first, you know, bill passed by Congress that makes it to his desk is the Laken Riley Act, which Senator Katie Britt played a major role in. But as far as immigration yesterday, he did discuss that some. Now, something we talked about yesterday morning with the immigration raids that were supposed to begin in Chicago and New York City yesterday, and they delayed the raids in Chicago because Tom Homan, the incoming border czar, I guess I could call him border czar now.
Yeah.
He said that the information was leaked, and for the safety of their immigration officers, they were going to wait and try to keep the element of surprise with these raids. And we were talking about that danger yesterday. Well, yesterday afternoon, and still waiting for more information on this to come
out.
Up
in Vermont?
Yeah, a Vermont Border Patrol agent was killed during a traffic stop involving a immigrant near the northern border. Happened around 3:15 yesterday. The agent had been on the job for 13 years and was gunned down during the stop. And I'm not sure, but it seems that he fired back. It says at least two suspects were in the car and one of them is dead. So I don't know if it was the fallen officer or another one that made it to the scene and was able to shoot back. Right now, the shooter's immigration status is unclear. But this comes right there on Inauguration Day and as they're planning these big roundups. Now, yesterday, remember the CBP One app? You were talking about apps on your phone. The Biden administration made that available, and then hundreds of thousands of folks, of people, used that to enter the country since it was introduced just 2 years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, right when Trump was sworn in yesterday, 11 a.m. Central, noon Eastern, that app went dark. It went completely down and basically just left a message that said any outstanding interview dates for immigrants were canceled. It happened right at the moment he came into office.
In a blink.
And he also talked quite a bit yesterday about classifying these cartels as terrorist organizations. And let me see if I can find a little bit of the longer version of what Trump had to say here. Here's some of that.
Cartels are now going to be seen as foreign terror organizations. Would you think about ordering U.S. Special Forces into Mexico to take them out?
Could happen. Stranger things have happened.
So that was a pretty brief answer, but said a lot right there. Here's more.
We will also be designating the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations.
So what all that entails, I mean, it could be anything. It's kind of what Trump was saying there. Could we send special forces? Maybe. I've seen crazier things happen. That's what he said.
I had a conversation with an operative with the Navy SEALs, guy that I met up in Virginia. So he's not a SEAL, but he goes along on their missions.
Mm.
Sometimes canine, sometimes drone operation, things like that. You know?
Okay, yeah.
And
awesome, by the way.
Having a conversation with a guy like that is amazing. And he talked about missions. And I don't think anything is something I shouldn't be able to say. But one thing I really found interesting was he said, talking about special forces and missions like that, like they may put these guys on the border, maybe, right?
Or beyond.
Or beyond, and for whatever operations they'd be looking at. That'd be crazy. That's almost like in law enforcement. But he did say, he assured me that there was not a mission that he's ever been on, and he looked back at it and said, what was that all about? Mm-hmm. He said that the SEALs and that group in particular, they get to turn down their command, their people in charge, and I met that gentleman too, and that was an honor, that they never put their forces in situations where it's not clearly crucial for our nation. Mm-hmm. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
Everything that they do, it may seem like, well, what was that all about? Well, no, there was.
Has a purpose.
If they sign off on that particular SEAL team going to do something, then it's a crucial matter for our nation.
Mm.
And that there are things that they simply turn down and say, no, we're not doing that. Somebody else can do that, but we're not doing that.
It is wild that you have so much coming up from the southern border and just beyond the economic effects. If you just look at the drugs that come through there, and fentanyl in particular, and how many people die from that,
that
is an act of war.
Right.
I've thought that for a very, very long time. And the fact that someone's doing something that amounts to an act of war, and you have half of the country telling you to just sit there and take it, has never made a whole lot of sense to me, especially when we have a military. We, as a country, have the ability to go anywhere in the world, any part of the world, we can get people there that can have an effect on it. But you're telling us we can't do anything about what's happening south of the border that's coming up here and killing 80,000 Americans a year?
What did make sense during the last 4 years, when you think about it? The moves that were made administratively by Biden, like from the very beginning, okay, you can disagree or agree with all of his executive actions on his day one.
Mm-hmm.
He had a day one too, right?
He did a very busy day one.
Very busy day one. So when you look back at it, especially when it comes to the border, obviously intentional. What exactly were the motivations? And when they saw what it was doing to the fabric of our country, why at some point didn't they just reverse and begin to protect Americans again?
They were getting the result they wanted until politically they weren't getting the result they wanted.
Right.
But as far as what's actually happening, that's a full endorsement from them, even if it's left kind of unsaid sometimes.
Yeah.
Toothless Bammer, going to be a nightmare for... Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to have... Today we want to talk a lot about the snow. We'll have Quinn on maybe later this week to talk about everything that's going on. But with today being a snow day, wanted to spend some focus on that. Texter here, Bay Minette has lots of snow, and it is sticking. Yep, you can say the same thing right here at Airport and 65. It is, my windshield is covered already. Paul says, not snowing hard in Daphne yet. Pretty light. Well, get ready. It's coming. Gardner says, The politicians spend our money with reckless abandon and zero accountability. Their only motivation is to buy votes and kickbacks.
$39 million China's paying to the World Health Organization. Trump gets us out of our $500 million deal with them, and Biden goes right back to it, not negotiating at that point, saying, hey, by the way, can we get into China's price tag? Talk about a waste.
Yeah.
$500 million minus $39 million, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. I'm not good with math, but one deal is better than the other.
Yeah.
And I don't think they put many qualifiers on that $500 million either that was going out every year. 850 FM Talk 106.5. Get some more of these texts on the way. 251-343-0106. Leanna is letting me know that things are looking somewhat dangerous out in some of these spots. Snow and ice possibly on the Bayway. Certainly snow. Not sure how much ice is out there, but be careful as you drive around this morning and the rest of the day. 854 FM Talk 106.5. Snow falling in Mobile, and looks like a snow globe outside at airport and 65. This segment brought to you by Tobias and Comer Law, the local personal injury law firm that's helped get fair compensation for hundreds of people. They've been doing great work in our area, and they've been doing it for decades from their office on Dolphin Street. We'll help guide you through your case from the time you first talk until it's over. And Tobias and Comer Law, they don't pass that responsibility on to some lawyer you've never met who might not even be from the area. From car to boating accidents, and hopefully there are very few car accidents today, from those to defective products to workplace accidents and maritime injuries, Tobias and Comer Law has seen it all. Great website at tobiascomerlaw.com with all kinds of information that you can use. Plus, you'll find the phone number there for a free consultation any time of the day. That number is 251-432-5001, tobiascomerlaw.com.
So I told you I was thinking about, and this thought is probably going to be fleeting when I actually go outside and experience how cold it is, but going ahead and work, getting my walk in today, which is generally, you know, like an hour and 20 minutes or so, 3-4 miles. How about if I tried to do that and slipped and broke my leg? So that might not be the safety concern.
And then who's going to come get you? You know,
you.
Oh, that's right. I'd be there. We'd have to go dark on the station maybe for a second.
I text you 3 or 4 times every walk. So.
Gardner says very few motorists out during trip from Baldwin County to Mobile earlier. Yeah, I know they tried to prep the Bayway. Not sure how well that worked.
And by the way, Tuesday, I did check Fox 10 and the Mobile County Public Schools today only for right now. It is a Tuesday closed, but you're right. They have not made a decision yet on tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of wait and see.
Yeah.
Terry says if you're driving, distance is your friend.
Yeah, that's
true. That is right. Yeah. And just kind of.
It's always true.
Take it easy. Where are you in a hurry to today? There's no football to watch. Tell you that much after last night wrapping it up for the college football. How about shout out to our guy Riley Leonard and that first drive. I've never seen anything like that. That almost 10-minute long drive to start the game where he was as beat up as some guys are over the course of a season.
Yeah.
After that drive where he ran the ball 9 times and didn't just run the ball, but ran into a head-on collision single play.
And ran effectively. He wasn't stonewalled. He was driving ahead. I guess he scored the touchdown.
He
right?
did, yeah. And then he pointed to his wrist, and it was the Bible verse, Matthew 23:12. Looked it up. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. But those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. That is pretty much Riley Leonard to a T right there. I think.
You know that's what he's like.
And but what a Ohio State, absolute buzzsaw. Anyone who ran into them, and, you know, my team is the Tennessee Vols, and they had Ohio State first up in that first round. And I was looking at it from my point of view, saying, hey, if Tennessee gets past Ohio State, the road they're on is going to be ridiculous.
Yes.
Because the next game was the number one seed Oregon, and then you were likely to face Texas. And at the time, I thought it'd be Georgia in the national championship. It ended up being Notre Dame. But how about Ohio State goes through Tennessee, Oregon, Texas, and then Notre Dame to win? I think Ryan Day's job is probably pretty safe.
Yeah, so you look at that, and one thing says, okay, look at the path they had to go. Therefore, they won it. And at the same time, they've been very braggadocious about their $22 million roster.
They have.
Right?
So they kind of put themselves in that position.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Had to have the payoff. The Jeff Poor Show is on the way. We'll hear about how much snow coverage we have in Fairhope right now. But Scott Buttram, who's not getting any snow up in Trustville,
not
he'll
yet.
Join Jeff in hour number one. Greg Davis with Al Cap. That was one we had to delay from yesterday.
That's right.
And then former Congressman Parker Griffith. You want to hear fireworks? Hear the Democrat response to the Jeff Poor Show at 11:30 this morning.
Yeah, you'll hear that. It's not ice falling from the sky. It's the ice in his tumbler. It's 8:59.